DJ Semsex, we've got Young Money's finest in the place, Nicki Minaj. Now, Nicki, how did you first hook up with Young Money?
I was rapping on a DVD, and Wayne saw the DVD, and he put in a phone call, and you know, he asked that I fly out and meet him, and he wanted to know like what my plan really was, and I just basically was like, yo, you know, because he was telling me, you know, usually in hip hop, you know, a guy and a crew, you know, always has like a female sidekick and blah blah blah, and basically saying, you know, would you want to be that, play that role? I'm putting together a company called Young Money, and you know, of course, I hadn't heard of it yet, and you know, we just went from there. We just, you know, like I'd do a mixtape, I'd ask him to be on it, and you know, nothing was signed, nothing was in writing, and then maybe like 12 months ago is when. And we finally made it official, and I signed to Young Money, Cash Money.
I was with him in Amsterdam, and he was like, he was talking about his album Cart 3 at the time, and he was talking about his plans for Young Money, and he was like, so Nicki Minaj, he said, yo, I got this kid from Canada, it's from Degrassi High, and I was just like, at the time, I was like, oh, all
right,
you know.
Right.
And I didn't know that was Drake, like, and then obviously when Drake blew everybody away with the mixtape. So with Young Money, I mean, how important is it to have somebody at the head of a label, to have an artist at the label? Because
I think the best part of this whole thing is that Wayne kind of, he groomed us just as almost like, it was almost like training with an ex-fighter, like, you know, someone who's never gotten in the ring, they'll never understand what this business entails.
Right.
Wayne knows everything we go through firsthand, so I can't call Wayne and say, oh, the blogs are being mean to me, you know, but you'll never understand how that feels. Mm. He's gone through everything that I'm going through right now. And it's dope because I really look at Wayne all the time. Whenever I would start feeling like, ugh, like down and out, I would look at him like, yo, this dude made it through everything. Like, people have said the worst things you could possibly say about any man about Wayne.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, like, it doesn't affect him. Like, he's still a beast.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the really good thing about having an artist who runs a label.
Recently on Twitter, you kind of put a lot of people in check.
Mm-hmm.
Like, magazines, bloggers, and everything else, and da-da-da-da-da. Kind of felt like you was having a bad day. It's the total opposite right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. When I say things on Twitter, I'm never having a bad day. Like, usually it's all out of, like, fun. It might be aggressive sounding, but it's always like, you know, I'm on a high at that point, and I feel like broadcasting this to 2 million people. I think you might have been talking about when I said something about, you know, for the, like, the radio people, they need to say the good things. They need to report
the good stuff as well.
Yeah, because I feel like radio, like, they'll go in and they'll open up the blogs and they'll inform the world of that, just what's on a blog.
Okay.
And it's messed up because I really meet people who think the blogs are all truthful. So they're basing their knowledge about me off of a blog, and it's crazy. So I wanted the radio and all the other people, you know, to just start saying, no, you know, this girl has, in 10 years, the most successful female rap album that's come out. And it's like, they need to know at that time that Taylor Swift was number one in the country and I was number two.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's big, you know.
It's a bit of a big deal.
Yeah, so I just was saying that we need to say the good and the bad if we're going to report news.
She's leaving. Everybody bow one more time. Everybody bow.
Shut
presence
up.
Of greatness. Nicki Minaj. She's leaving the studio.
Shut up. You guys too much. Thank you so much for having me. You guys have been fun.
It's been amazing. Seriously.
Believe that. I hope to come back soon.
I'll catch you next time. Next time, make sure you pass through. Seriously, there's a lot of love for you out here.
All right.
Anything you want to say to your UK fans?
I'm in the UK, but just for one day. Who's to say I won't come back again? That's it, you guys. Love you.